So thank you, Neil, for putting that in the chat box about this Google group, where if you like to connect outside of this setting, you can. And earlier today, I got an email from somebody that I collaborate with, you know, and we touch base maybe a few times a year on something. So, you know, not so regularly. And this person sent me an email, said, sorry, you haven't heard from me, but here's a picture of a baby, you know, so they kind of like welcomed a baby. And that just made my heart sing. I felt like so happy, this cute little baby, a little bow, you know, it was just so cute. And the little baby was there, and they had a little pillow next to the baby that said like 1 month, you know, it was just like so cute. You could just imagine, you know, that this baby and the parents, you know, years from now, we're going to look back at this photo and just remember this. And the person that I was working with said, we're just over the moon happy. So I would like to talk about this, because also happened for me today is I had a Zoom meeting with somebody. And at the last minute, I said, sorry, I can't make it. I just got an appointment to go get vaccinated. I'm going to get vaccinated. Can we reschedule? And I felt really happy. I felt happy about this. I knew this person wanted to. He's definitely in the demographic that is eligible and needs it. And his wife had got this for him. And I don't know, that also made me happy. So I don't want to say that only happy things are happening in the world, but happy things are happening. You know, people who are getting vaccinated who want vaccines. A lot of people. People are having babies. I know somebody else, a friend of mine, is due like in 2 weeks. Something like this, you know, she's out a year, right? And it's just fantastic. I don't know. This idea of that we can be happy for other people's good fortune. We can be reminded that good things are happening in the world. And I think probably all of you know about this idea or this finding, maybe it's a finding, I'm not exactly sure, that being happy for other people's happiness and really allowing ourselves to be happy, like I'm getting happy all over again, just sharing this with you guys. But it's really to help us to kind of like counteract this perfectly natural tendency we all have to emphasize the negative and to be stuck on the negative, to be focused on the negative. Of course we are, right? We're the descendants of people who paid attention to the negative so they didn't get eaten, right? So of course it just makes sense. But it is unbalanced and it's not accurate. There's a mixture of things that are happening. Of course there are. There's things that are completely neutral that we tend to be dismissive. Maybe where you're sitting right now at this moment. Right now I'm sitting in a chair. I'm not always sitting in a chair when I'm teaching, but right now I am, and it feels comfortable. It feels like, oh, you know, my back is supported. This chair, I've had it for years. It kind of has, you know, morphed itself to fit me. But it's kind of neutral too. Maybe you're sitting in a neutral chair, your neutral place, and we tend not to notice these things. Maybe there was something you saw, something or experienced or heard something or that was pleasant today. I don't have to say there's things unpleasant, because chances are you've heard them or thought about them or read the news, and of course, you know, that's how they make money, of course. I can't say I blame them. That's their business model, is to sensationalize and emphasize everything that's negative because they know humans like to gravitate towards that. But just to recognize the multiplicity of our experiences and to allow ourselves without feeling guilty, like somehow we're betraying all the bad things in the world and all the suffering in the world, by allowing ourselves to be happy for happy things. But just to appreciate the positive things, the good things, or maybe even the neutral, sitting in this comfortable, familiar chair. And some of you have been coming to happy hour for many months. Maybe there's some nice feeling like, yeah, this is something I'm doing for myself. I'm taking care of myself and I'm cultivating this part of my experience, and I have developed some relationships with people here, and these quick little, hi, how are you, little conversations you have. But, you know, over these months, I'm not in these meetings, but I'm imagining like you're starting to get to know one another and appreciate that, and this sense of community. And maybe one last thing that I'll say about also appreciating the happiness or joy that's happening is it also can help undermine or soften this just a habit we all have. It's a perfectly natural habit to compare ourselves to others. And of course, if you were to look on social media, it tends to be unbiased. It's either really awful or picture perfect. So it's, but, and so we compare like, oh, I'm, at least I'm, you know, doing better than that. Wow. Or, oh my goodness, look how beautiful that person's hair is. My hair doesn't do that. You know, whatever, whatever. But if we can just simply be happy when there's happiness, and just without strengthening this sense of comparing. To compare is a natural, and it can be really insidious also. To think that we're better or to think that we're worse. I don't have to tell you this. You know this, that just this act of comparing brings suffering. So to be happy for other people's happy also, other people's happiness also kind of gives us more and more opportunities to put down the comparing and just dwell in the happiness. So three guesses what we're going to do for happy hour. We're going to do sympathetic joy, appreciative joy, or mudita in Pali, is the word is mudita. And so maybe as an introduction, that maybe with that as an introduction, we'll just go right into some practice here. So I'd like to start with a little bit of mindfulness, and then we'll just do a little bit of loving kindness. I just love to start with this, just where it's easy, and just kind of like sink into where it's easy, so that the heart and the mind just get more and more and more familiar with hanging out there. So just perhaps taking a few longer than normal, slower than normal, but a little more, maybe the word could be exaggerated breaths. Sometimes with these bigger exhales, it's there can be a sense of release with the exhale, the tuning into the little bit of this letting go, this that long exhale. Then allowing the breath to return to normal. And trusting that the breath knows how to breathe. And just feeling the sensations of breathing. Maybe the chest is moving, maybe the abdomen is moving, maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, you just very simply, gently begin again. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And then do some loving kindness practice. And remembering that if ever it feels like it's the right thing to do, you need some support, or feels overwhelming, or just doesn't feel like it's the right time for you to be doing any other practice, you can always come back to mindfulness of breathing. Or mindfulness of anything, really. But then to begin loving kindness practice, to bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to have a warm-hearted response, a warm-hearted feeling. An inner smile. This might be somebody you know. It might not be somebody you know. Maybe a spiritual leader. Maybe somebody who helped you when you were younger and really could use some help or guidance. Maybe somebody who just helped you recently. And bringing this person to mind, or if no one comes to mind, kittens, puppies, babies, they're always helpful. connect with this lovable being and feel the what it feels like of some warm-heartedness. Or maybe it's not there right now. That's okay too. But to help support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can use these phrases to help incline the mind and heart. Of course, there's no obligation to feel anything in particular. We're just creating the conditions. So with this lovable being in mind, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It can be helpful to check in with the body with any sense of warmth or openness, spaciousness, some ease. And if so, allow that experience to get as big as it would like to open up, if it would like, without forcing it or trying to make it be different. Just allow me. you know that this lovable being has had something good, something nice, something that they appreciate happen. And if you don't know in particular, you can imagine they've probably had some delicious meals. Maybe they've had the satisfaction of completing a project or a task that was a little bit challenging, but getting it done. Maybe they've welcomed the birth of a child into their family. So to help support this idea of our being happy for their happiness, we can say this phrase. May your happiness and good fortune continue. May your happiness and good fortune continue. Or if that feels a little clunky, what are some other words you might use? But this wish of taking, of our delighting in their delight, this wish that it can continue to be delightful for them. May your happiness and good fortune continue. Can we feel what it feels like to just open ourselves up to gladness and other people's well-being? The amount of happiness available is infinite. There are no limits. Just because others are happy doesn't mean there's not just the same amount of happiness for us. May your happiness and good fortune continue. Is there somebody else that you know has had some good fortune some blessing, maybe some good results coming back from the doctors or from the dentist. No cavities. May your happiness and good fortune continue. What does it feel like to expand this sense of gladness, the sense of delight, happiness, joy, whichever word you like, and to allow it to be fueled by good things that are happening in other people's lives? Of course, we don't want other people to suffer, but can we also delight in the non-suffering? In their happiness? Maybe with Zoom, they've reconnected with their family in a different way or more often. I know a few people who've said this. The surprising outcome of the pandemic is Zooming with the siblings. May your happiness and good fortune continue. If it's feeling kind of dry or stiff, is there a way that you can incline the mind to bring a little more brightness in? Or maybe something good's happened to you. Maybe you were delighted when you got your vaccine shot. Maybe you were delighted that a meeting that you had got canceled because somebody else had when to get their vaccine shot, and all of a sudden you had some more free time. May your happiness and good fortune continue. Maybe practicing sympathetic joy slides into gratitude. Perfectly fine. Maybe there's a sense of gratitude, appreciation. May your happiness and good fortune continue. So this practice of sympathetic joy, just being happy in other people's happiness. Yeah, sometimes there's a lot of reasons why there can be some hesitation, or it might be a little bit difficult to do this. And just like any of these other things, we've loving kindness, compassion, we can practice and make it the mind a little bit easier to slip into that. And why not? Right? That there's no lack of things in which we could be distressed about. But there's also can be so many things that we can appreciate without being Pollyanna-ish and without denying all the other things, just having a balance, recognizing that both is happening. And if we kind of rely on what gets fed to us through the media or through social media, it'll be unbalanced, chances are. So to just create the conditions in which that we can just appreciate the good things that are happening, whether it's for others or for ourselves. So now it can be nice to talk about these things with each other and just kind of share a little bit maybe how that meditation was, or this idea of taking happiness and other people's happiness. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms and just meet for 12 minutes. And you can talk about this. I offered one thing about this was that it helps kind of undermine some of the comparing. But what are some other benefits you might know from practicing sympathetic joy, or some other things that you've noticed just from your own practice, or even if you haven't done a lot of this, what can you imagine would be a helpful outcome from doing this? Okay, let's see. So it can be helpful to just say, if not everything you have to say, but just, you know, something brief, and then let it go to the next person, and then let it go to the next person, and then the next person, as opposed to one person giving a long story, and then everybody at the end kind of feeling a little rushed, like they didn't have enough time. And it's great if there's enough time to go again a second time, maybe even a third time around the circle. So I'd like to offer that, and sometimes it takes time to figure out, okay, who's going to go first. So how about we could do the day of the month you were born. So if you're born on the first of the month, you go first. So here we go. Have fun. Yeah, sometimes that happens. I'm sure you know this, right? That when I'm setting up the rooms, I can see, oh, okay, it's all set up. And then when I hit send, a lot of people, I think, hit exit or something. I don't know. So apologies if that happens. And I like to end like maybe 1 minute early tonight. But I'd love to hear from you guys. So how was that? How was the meditation? How was the small group discussion? How was anything you'd like to share, a question you have you'd like to ask? Or?
I have a question.
Hi, Neil.
So some people seem more difficult to have warm thoughts to, you know, mudita, metta, than others. You know, and some of them seem like complicated relationships, right? And I understand that. But I have a good friend who, you know, I talk to maybe 6 days a week for 30 years now.
Wow.
Okay, so, right. And I find it really difficult to, you know, give him metta or mudita. You know, it's just like not what we're about. I mean, I'm not sure if it's a problem. You know, I mean, you know, we've been there for through thick and thin for each other. I mean, you know, I'm talking 3 decades now. But, you know, I just, you know, I mean, should I keep working at it, or is, you know, should I just stop banging my head against the wall?
Let me ask you, do you have like a little bit of ill will towards him, or is it just not this warmth that you think you should be having?
not the slightest bit of ill will. He has been nothing but wonderful, you know, every moment for 30 years. Yeah.
And so maybe
I'll think about that more, by the way, but I'm going to go with no for now.
Okay. And so what do you imagine that it should feel like if you were to have metta or mudita for him?
I don't know, something here. Right? When it clicks, that's where I feel it.
And with him, it's just an absence of something here, or is there something else?
No. There's nothing else. It's just, you know, it's just words. That would be a good description of it.
Yeah. So it feels flat, dry, maybe a little bit forced, contrived, those kind of words. Yeah. So this is perfectly natural and perfectly normal. This would not be a practice if this didn't need to be, if this weren't the case, right? So I loved what you said, Neil, to not, what did you say, beat your head against the wall, something like this. So maybe two things. One is maybe the feeling, the experience is different with different people. And so you have this idea that, okay, how I experience it for this individual or in this setting should be exactly the same with all people. And that isn't necessarily the case. And two, maybe I'll just leave with that. Okay. We don't have to make it a problem.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Thank you, Neil. No, this is I can totally see where we might have this idea, it should look and feel a particular way. And then when it doesn't, we can wonder about that. Yeah. So thank you, Neil. Oh my goodness, I'm looking at the time at 6:59 here on this side of the continent. So I need to go, but can I just share what a delight it is to be back here with you all? And thank you all. Really, really, it's such a delight to see you all. And I'll see you on Thursday. So take good care of yourself.
And see you again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye,
everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana.
For coming back to us.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye. See you.
You all. Bye-bye.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, it's so sweet, these little hearts. Bye-bye.
Bye.